It's the first day of September 2026, and the through line of today's briefing is really about the cost of instability, energy markets pricing in Gulf conflict, equity markets absorbing China's consumption slowdown, political systems managing the fallout from transparency failures, and technology systems being stress-tested in ways their designers didn't fully anticipate.
The story I'll be tracking most closely in the coming days is the US-Iran exchange. The specific question I'm focused on is whether the Jordanian airbase that was struck has American casualties that haven't been fully reported yet. Presidential rhetoric about hitting back hard typically has to be matched by some action, and the scale and location of that action will determine whether this remains a contained exchange or becomes something more structurally defining.
On the economic side, watch for any emergency OPEC plus communication. If the cartel calls an unscheduled meeting or if individual members start making production announcement statements, that's the clearest signal that oil producers are worried about demand destruction from prolonged high prices. The inflation data for September, which won't land for several weeks, will reflect what happens in these next few days at the pump.
The Massey discharge petition is worth watching procedurally. He needs 218 signatures, and the number of members who sign on will tell you something about how much congressional appetite actually exists for a genuine investigation versus political theater. If he gets to 150 and stalls, the story is essentially over. If he reaches 200, suddenly the speaker has a real problem.
Before we sign off, we owe the audience a small moment of intellectual honesty. A few months ago on this show, specifically in May, we made a claim about Ukrainian military strikes on Russian ships in the Caspian Sea that turned out to be, to put it charitably, geographically impossible. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from any area of Ukrainian military reach. We reported it as fact when we should have been skeptical of the sourcing. We're sorry for that. Scrutinizing extraordinary claims more carefully before broadcasting them is a standard we hold ourselves to, and we fell short.
That kind of accountability matters to us, and it matters because this show is built on the premise that you deserve rigorous analysis rather than amplified headlines. We produce this every day, and the honest truth is we couldn't do it without tools that have genuinely changed what's possible for a small independent operation. Claude Code from Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity handles our real-time topic discovery and research. A few years ago, producing a daily briefing at this depth would have required a research team, a writing staff, and a production crew. The fact that two people can do this every morning is a reflection of where AI tools have arrived. We're genuinely grateful for that, and we think it's worth saying clearly.
Each segment of today's episode is individually shareable. The Gulf crisis breakdown, the geopolitics segment, the domestic politics coverage, the AI risk discussion, the markets analysis, the tech and culture segment, and the viral threat breakdown each stand on their own. If a particular segment is relevant to someone in your life, send it to them directly.
Thank you for spending part of your Tuesday morning with us. I'm Sarah Chen.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever September decides to throw at us, and given today, the bar for surprise is already high.